服务员员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年6月7日，星期五。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的卡维昌哲马拉，为我们继续讲述今天的《国家梵歌》的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
嗯，
上的应该是哪个时间、
上周是回答了第九章30、31世界的问题，然后
March today you need to say the verse chapter 9 verse 32Maharaj?
Yes, I'm back. 1 minute.
Okay.
但是亲爱的，上周我们回答问题后面还有剩的问题没有回答。
是啊，就等录完以后再回答这问题吧。
看看有没有看看有没有时间了。好的。
跟马尔说一声，等他回来，请大家稍微等一下。
对
Maharaj,
yeah.
We still have some questions left the last week.So maybe you can speak something about the verse of today, and then you can answer the question from last week, or you want to answer the questions first.
Let's answer the questions first.
Answer the questions first, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 三弟们，不好意思，不如说先回答了。
你能看到吗？看不到我贴过来。
我这有记录，但是我不知道上次回答到哪个问题了。
后面六个问题，剩了六个问题吧，一二三四五六，就是在那个还是可以的，
有可能把那六个问题再重新给我贴一遍吗？
我贴过来吧，好。
Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Bhagavad Deva Deva Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna.Krishnaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavani Paschacha Desatarane
Hare Krishna Maharaj, the first question.From Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 从进入 Krishna 以来，尝试过几次梵文学习，都以失败告终。每天几乎都忙于念诵、聆听和阅读等服务，非常的忙。50多岁的人了，再学习梵文真的很吃力。学习梵文是每个奉献者都必须的吗？听说，读梵文师节非常的有力量，看到别人都会，我非常的羡慕和焦虑。Guru, 请给我仁慈，开示我，感恩您。Maharaj, please accept my venerable obeisances. From the day I enter into the Krishna consciousness, I tried a few times to study the Sanskrit. However, every time I was not able to proceed, keep it going. I'm very busy every day for chanting, hearing the lectures and all kinds of services. Very busy.And I am in my 50s. It's really hard for me to learn the Sanskrit chanting. Is that a must thing to study the Sanskrit chanting? I was told that chanting the verses in Sanskrit is very powerful. I am in great anxiety when I see the others can chant the verses. and I also really admire them very much. So could you kindly give me some mercy and explain to me a little bit more about this issue?
Well, it's not vitally important for going back to Godhead.
如果是说就回归守神而言呢，这件事情并不是那么的重要。
It's nice for controlling the mind, but don't worry about it. It's actually very simple, but you know, I don't know how it is for Chinese.
这个对于我们就是念梵文，对于我们去控制心意来说呢，还是挺有帮助的。但是呢，我们不要把这个精力过度的放在这件事情上。其实念梵文是件挺容易的事情，但是我不知道为什么就这对于中国奉献者尤其来说呢就很难。
But we've heard stories even like Jayananda Prabhu, so famous, and he couldn't really get down the even the Gayatri Mantra. Prophets, it doesn't matter. You know, he's sincere, but you can't pronounce like you know. I can't pronounce Chinese. And I don't know if I took a year off to only practice Chinese, if that would be good for my preaching. I might not do that. But, so, read it in Chinese. The point is to learn to love Krishna. That's what's important. Chanting. And if you keep chanting Hare Krishna, gradually you'll be able to pronounce the Sanskrit. So don't worry. You know the story of Lord Chaitanya, the Brahmin in South India.
是这样的啊，就是比如说薛拉帕帕的一个非常著名的门徒加南达帕布，他甚至于连这个 Gayatri Mantra 他都当时都念不清楚，但是呢，薛拉帕帕就安慰他说呢，说没有关系，就不用为这件事情担心，因为你是非常的真诚的，而且呢还做了那么多的服务，那所以说呢。就是我们不用过度的去焦虑去念这个梵文，但如果我们要是不断的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的这个曼陀罗的话，其实慢慢的我们也就能够知道这个梵文应该怎么念了。最主要的是我们可以去了解 Krishna 的故事，能够聆听 Krishna 的这些信息，所以如果我们要是只是去用中文去听的话呢，也是没有问题的。还有比如说有一个就是南印度的Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的奉献者的故事。
Lord Chaitanya went to one temple and there was a Brahmin, he was sitting there like trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but he couldn't pronounce very good.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他到南印度的时候在一个庙里面就见到了一位婆罗门，这位婆罗门坐在那儿呢，好像是试着在努力的念《薄伽梵歌》，但是呢，他不会念。
And South Indian Brahmins are very fussy about pronunciation.
然后呢，这个南印度的婆罗门，那么呢，他们是非常的较真儿，梵文的读的这个发音的。
So they were laughing at him and saying, "What are you doing?"
所以呢，大家都在嘲笑这位婆罗门，就是像你在干什么呀？你念的都是什么呀？
And Lord Chaitanya knows. So he asked him, "What are you doing?"
所以呢，他就问他说：“你在做什么呢？”
And the Brahmin said.You know, my guru told me I should read the Bhagavad Gita every day.
然后这位婆罗门就说，我的古鲁对我说，我应该每天都要念《薄伽梵歌》。
And so I'm trying, but I can't really read very good, and I don't know how to pronounce it. So, but I try anyway.
所以呢，我每天都在试着念。可是呢，因为我不太会读书，而且呢，我也不知道怎么念这些师姐。但是呢，我真的在使劲的在试着的念。
So Lord Chaitanya said, but I know you look so blissful. How is it that you know, you don't understand what you're reading, but still you look so happy?
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说，可是我 看到你呢是处在非常极乐的状态下，那既然你都不会念又念不懂，那你怎么能够让自己变得这么开心呢？
So he said, when I look at the picture of Krishna driving the chariot for Arjuna, even though Krishna is the Supreme Lord, I just feel so much ecstasy to see how wonderful Krishna is. And I just, you become overwhelmed with ecstasy.
因为当我看见 Krishna 为 Arjuna 驾车的这张照片的时候，我就完全被极乐的这种情感给淹没了。因为我知道 Arjuna 他是至尊人格守神，可是呢他怎么能够为 Arjuna 来驾车呢？就当我看到这样的一种展现的时候，我就受不了了。
So Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him.
所以主持人他马哈巴布就把他给搀扶起来，然后呢拥抱了他。
And he said, you are the real knower of Bhagavad Gita.
然后他就说你是薄伽梵歌的真正的了解者。
And actually Lord Chaitanya stayed in that South India for the whole Chaturmasya. And he kept that Brahman with him all the time.
主柴坦尼玛马哈帕布在查达玛西亚的这段时间呢，全部都在南印度，所以在整个这段时间，他一直都让这位婆罗门和他在一起。
So don't worry.
所以说呢
，especially if you're busy chanting and hearing classes, then that's really good.
所以说呢，对于不会念梵文的这件事情呢，不要担心，特别是因为您如果始终忙着在念诵和在听课的话。就更加的不用担心了，这都是非常好的活动。
Some people can chant the slokas perfectly with everything, but they don't know what they're doing. They don't know Krishna.
有些人可能非常能够完美的去念诵师姐，但是呢，他根本就不认识 Krishna， 他也不知道他到底在做什么。
All right.
好吗
？Yes.
I've
noted that many Chinese are not very good at.Getting the exact pronunciation, but that doesn't matter. Krishna knows.
而且呢，我也注意到很多的中国的奉献者呢都念不好这个梵文。所以呢，请大家不要为这件事情而担心，因为 Krishna 知道。
Even one time, I was talking to some Indian man, and I chanted. I thought I said it just like Prabhupada does.
有一次。
He didn't understand. Then he said, oh, Prabhupada had a Bengali accent. You know, he didn't know Sanskrit properly.
Okay. 那有一次呢，我在和一位这个南印度的一位奉献者在聊天的时候呢，我觉得我讲的这个梵文就是完全按照舍拉帕帕的讲的这个方式来做的。但是呢，这位婆罗门呢，他就不懂，他听不懂我在讲什么。后来他就说呢，因为舍拉帕帕他是来自于孟加拉的，所以说呢，他并不知道怎么如何去真正念梵文。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Harivansa Prabhu, 顶拜咕噜。我一直有一个疑问，想知道人去世后灵魂的具体去向是按业报原因吗？大部分的灵魂都投生到了另一个躯体里，为什么在我们的身边还有很多看不见的鬼魂存在？Please accept my venerable businesses. I always have a suspicious questions and doubts in my mind. Let us see. I want to know when people left their body, where the soul exactly goes. Is that going to the next body based on his previous karma? So if that is the case, why there are lots of haunting ghosts around us?If the soul will go to this, or why they're still hunting anywhere?
Well, some souls go to ghost bodies.
因为有些灵魂他们会去到鬼魂的躯体。
Some go to hell and then they get another body in lower species and live.
那有些人呢会去到地狱里面，然后呢会得到一个。更加低等的生命形式的躯体。
Some go to heaven and they get back in after they finish that a better human life. And nowadays, so many people are intoxicated and so many different reasons someone might become a ghost. So.
然后还有人呢，他会去到天堂，然后呢， 得到一个更加的人类的躯体的一个状态，然后但是呢，现在呢，还有很多人呢，会有各种各样的原因促使他得到鬼魂的躯体。
So we need to chant a lot to help purify the atmosphere and liberate the ghosts.
所以说呢，我们就应该很多的念诵，然后在念诵的时候呢，就可以帮助我们去净化我们所在的这种环境范围，然后这样的话呢，就可以帮助那些处在这个鬼魂的躯体里面的这些灵魂得到解救。
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, leaves the body, then it goes to the next body. But sinful people have to go to hell first to get conditioned for their next body.
So Mark, can you say it again?
Sinful people, they go to hell, and that's how they get trained for their next body.
Okay.Okay, so before they get another body. Okay,、
yeah.
okay, 就是这个罪恶的人呢、他们离开躯体之后呢，他们首先要先去到地狱里面，然后呢，在地狱里面去接受一些训练，在接受完这个训练之后呢，他们才会得到下一具躯体。
Okay.
The next question is from 秀秀 Mataji. 顶拜公路没有和奉献者联谊，最可怕，我这就是我自己，我在这里只能够和自己在一起，并且呢，在网上听课，以这样的方式联谊。我最近总是担心自己会堕落，担心自己对圣灵没有品位，担心自己会中断修行。自己也看得很清楚这些心意的变化，每天也和超灵对话祈祷，但心意还是不断的来搅扰。睡醒觉时，心脏总是加速的跳动。总是有很恐惧的感觉。Please accept my vulnerable weaknesses. I am in a kind of isolated situation. There is no devotee to associate with, so my only way is to stay online to hear the online lectures. So I'm always worried that I will be fall down, and also I'm worried that I won't have any taste from chanting the holy name, and I'm also worried that I will stop this practice.And I can very clearly observe the changes of my mind. I try to pray to the super soul. However, I'm still be continuously bothered by all of the disturbance in my mind. Every morning when I get up, I always feel the speeding pumping of my heart.So I know that I am in the feeling of anxiety and fears. Could you help me, please?
Wow. Well, I guess that's normal in Kali Yuga.
我想这可能在卡利年代是一种很常见的现象。
Bhagavatam says in the beginning there that people are...misled and cheated and so many things and above all always disturbed.
在圣殿伯加瓦坛的开篇里面呢就讲到了在卡利年代的人一直是处在被误导被欺骗的状态，这样呢就使得人们有很多的原因会造成内心的焦虑。
Well, it's good to be humble like that, but if you're always just worried, you know, you're going to go where you're worried about, better to thank Krishna.You know, that you have the internet and you can hear classes and you have Prabhupada's books and you have the holy name and thank Krishna, say thank you Krishna. You give him so much I sing, say, shay, shay. Sing it.
那就是您现在所处在的这种状态呢其实是一种很谦卑的状态，那也是很好的。但是呢与其让自己始终处在一种非常焦虑的担忧的状态下，还不如去总是去表达着对 Krishna 的感恩之情，谢谢 Krishna 能够安排你有互联网，能够安排你能够在网上有这样的联谊，然后感恩 Krishna 有时候发放给我们的这些书籍，那么通过这样的方式呢让自己一直处在这样的对 Krishna 的感恩的心之中，然后对 Krishna 说谢谢。
Okay. And praise the Lord Nityananda, please help me, I'm weak. And you are very wonderful and very merciful and very kind, so please help me, I know you will help me.
然后呢，向 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 祈祷，你会对他讲，我知道您是非常的仁慈的，您是非常的美妙的，您是非常的仁善的，我呢现在是处在一个非常的软弱的状态，所以我请求您一定要帮助我，而且我也知道您一定是会帮助我的。
And chant your rounds very carefully.
然后呢，非常仔细的去念诵自己的圈，加法。
Krishna.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And pray, I want to serve you. Please let me serve.
就是非常的清晰的念出 Krishna 的名字啊，并且呢一边念一边向 Krishna 祈祷，祈祷就说我想服务您。
And Krishna will help you.
那么 Krishna 就会帮助你。
Especially Lord Nityananda, because it's a special mercy for me. Very powerful.
那然后呢还有就是首先呢要向 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 祈祷，因为呢他是对我们每个人来讲是非常的仁慈的啊。然后呢向 Sri Prabhupada 祈祷。
The end of the day before you sleep, pray, Krishna, thank you very much that I've been able to chant another day and let me remember you.
然后呢在这个晚上睡觉之前呢向 Krishna 感恩，谢谢 Krishna 让自己又度过了一天美妙的一天，然后呢这个祈祷着 Krishna 能够允许你能够再迎接第二天，并且在第二天的时候能够继续着念诵。
OK
Thank you The next question is from Smuti Radha Mataji. 感恩 Guru Maharaj 的回答，爱 Krishna 也爱和 Krishna 有关的这个容易理解，可是这个问题的前半部分怎么理解呢？收回所有人的爱。对呀，亲爱的，这个前半部分的问题是什么 ？So this question is a continuous question from previous question.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I need to find what is her previous question.
Right.
不行，我现在找不到了。
还是不，就是他说如何理解爱 Krishna 就意味着收回对其他所有人的爱，只是投向 Krishna。
Okay, well, anyway, she wants to clarify one thing is that to love Krishna is to only love Krishna, but you know, turn the attention from loving the others to love Krishna.
Well, if we love Krishna, we love everyone, but we love part and parcel of Krishna, not a, you know, love is something mostly misunderstood in this day and age.
事实上呢，这个爱这件事呢，在我们现在这个物质世界里面是被误解了的。那么爱这件事儿，就是因为我们每个人都是 Krishna 的不可分割的一个碎片，所以说呢，如果要是爱 Krishna 的话，也就意味着我们一定是会爱其他的人的。
But if we know Krishna, we'll love Krishna. That's why we want to hear about Krishna.
但是如果
to love everybody.
但是如果我们要是认识 Krishna 的话，那么我们呢就愿意去听关于 Krishna 的。话题，然后呢，我们就愿意去把我们的爱给 Krishna， 但是 Krishna 他是爱所有的人的。
Okay, so we want to love Krishna first because everything else comes from Krishna.
因为呢，所以我们呢是希望首先能够爱 Krishna， 因为所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Anything we seek separately from Krishna, that's fine.
如果要是我们把任何一个东西看成与 Krishna 相分开了的话，那就是在 Maya 里面了。
就是他现在就是 Sumukhi Radha Mataji， 他明白就是说可以爱 Krishna， 就是爱相关的就是一切嘛，当然也包括奉献者，也包括灵性导师，还有所有的生物体。但是 那个就是说爱 Krishna 要只需爱 Krishna 然后收回对所有人的爱，这部分他不太理解。
这是谁说的？就说这个是就这句话是哪来的？
哪来的？我看啊，
因为刚才不是他讲就是因为我们首先要先爱 Krishna 吗？
是，但是不知道他这句话哪来的。
对呀、啊，不知道这句话哪来的，咱要不然能请什么突然Mukhirada Maji 能够再 clarify 一下，
好的，
再问一下，
好的。
那so probably we want to Mukhirada Mataji to ask the question one more time from her way, because I really think you have really answered the question.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's move to the next part.
他说是在《奉爱的甘露》里边，就是说描述这个扭曲的爱，就物质世界扭曲的爱嘛。然后，他说。
所以马尔刚才说了，就是说是应该我们首先是要先去爱 Krishna 的。OK， 那我再问一下吧，我再问一下马尔。So Maharaj, in the nectar of devotion, there is one statement that love Krishna. The statement is that if we love Krishna, we do need to switch our attention from the others to Krishna. So she doesn't understand why is that. Why we love Krishna, then we have to switch or turn our attention from the others' love to him.
Well, it's not just like if you fall in love with someone, then you love that person more than you love the other thing. You know, we're loving things, we're loving dogs, we're loving my car, and loving my iPhone or something. That needs to be for Krishna.
是这样的，就比如说如果我们要是说我要是爱一个人的话，那我肯定就是会爱这个人比爱所有的东西都要多。那你比如说我会说我爱车，我爱我的狗，或者我爱我的房子，或者我爱我其他一些东西，但是我爱所有的这些东西都是为了因为爱 Krishna 所以才爱他们。
So you know, we're distracted by many material attachments.But we think it's love, but we need to turn that. We need to love Krishna. But when we love Krishna, we love everything, but in relation to Krishna.
So, 因为我们现在呢是我们的这个注意力，我们的这个注意点被很多的物质的这些事情给这个带走了。所以呢，我们现在呢，在爱其他的这些东西的时候呢，并没有把它和 Krishna 相连接在一起。所以说呢，我们是要。把所有的这些事情都和 Krishna 相连接在一起的这样的一种状态下去爱他们，所以呢，我们就得先爱 Krishna， 然后再爱他们。不是，然后再爱他们，就是才能够就是把他们给连接在一起。
嗯，好的。
是这样行吗？
好的，好的。
如果是不行的话，行不行，马尔子，咱们再见啊。
好的，下一个问题吧。
So Maharaj, the next question from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜进来的 Guru Maharaj, 请问奉献者有出席者、二楼的奉献者、一楼的奉献者，服务哪一类奉献者最能取悦 Krishna 呢？或者服务哪一个级别的奉献者都一样的取悦 Krishna 吗？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, dear Guru Maharaj. So my question is that because among the devotees, there were neophytes, there were second class of devotees, and also the first class of devotees. So to serve which class of devotees will be the best to please the Lord Krishna? Or in another word, is this true that it doesn't matter which class of the devotees to be served? Anyway, we will please the Lord if we serve the devotees.
Yeah, you serve all the devotees, but in different ways.
你应该服务所有的奉献者，但是呢，以不同的方式去服务。
If someone is very nearby, then you know they're innocent. We want to teach them, and the best way to teach is by example.
比如说有些人呢是处在一种无辜无知的一种状态呢，那就需要去被教导。去教授，但是怎么去教导和教授他们呢？是要通过我们以身作则去教导他们。
We want to, you know, arrange things so there's nice festivals, places to meet, nice programs where new people, innocent people can just hear the kirtan, take prasada, and have friendly associations with devotees.
所以呢，我们希望比如说安排一些活动，比如说安排一些好的节日啊，或者是安排一些好的这个 prasada 呢，还有一些好的这些活动啊，那么这样的话呢，就可以使新人就可以有好的地方、好的去处去品尝到 prasada， 并且听到圣名的唱诵。
And if somebody is similar to us, then we like to discuss Krishna Katha, do kirtan together, plan some service, plan some festival, work together.
但是如果是有人和我们处在同样的这个状态下的话呢，比如说我们都喜欢一块儿去唱诵啊，一块儿去喜欢去听 Krishna 的 Katha 呀，所以说呢，我们就可以一起来安排这些活动，安排这些节日，然后呢，在这些活动和节日里面去一起听 kirtan 和听 katha。
Then if we find somebody who thinks is much more advanced than us, then we should serve them and we should inquire from them.
但是如果我们要是发现要是有人比我们要高深精进的多的话，那我们就应该去服务他们，并且向他们询问。
Different types of people, we may have to relate to them different.
所以说呢，对于不同的人，我们要和他们以不同的方式进行沟通交流。
Basically, we're trying to be in medium stage.
事实上呢，我们是努力的让自己处在 medium stage 层面，也就是处在中间的阶层。
But just like anything, you know, we're all.Medium, but some are much more advanced than others.
但是呢，就像任何的情况一样，有些人可能因为 we're all in medium, so for example,
we're trying to be.
Okay, 就是我们大家呢都努力的在想让自己成为这个中等的这个阶层，但是有些人呢是比另外一些人呢要高等，要高就是处在更高的层面。
But still, some might be more senior, not by age necessarily, but by service attitude or experience, and we can treat them differently.
但是还有一些人呢，他呢就处在更加的这个高级的状态。有高级的状态，并不是意味着他的岁数要比别人要年长，而是他的这种服务的心态。要比别人要更加的高级，所以说呢，我们对待这样的人也要以不同的态度去对待。
Kanishka, they think I'm the only real.
比如说这 Kanishka 范畴的奉献者，就是初级的奉献者呢，觉得总是觉得自己是那真正的奉献者。
And the Uttamadikari, they think I'm not a devotee. Everyone is a devotee, but not me.
那么乌汤旺阿比卡瑞的奉献者就是最高级的奉献者，觉得呢所有人都是奉献者，除了我们自己之外，大家都是奉献者。
So they won't preach by just trying to teach people. They preach though by being example of always chanting the holy name because they're so humble. They think they're always begging Krishna to help.
那么这样的奉献者呢，由于他特别的谦卑，他总是在。祈祷着、祈求着，不想能够这个帮助他的这样的一种状态，所以呢，他就没有办法通过讲学传播的方式去传教，他只能够按照自己以身作则的这种做法，总是在念诵啊，总是处在这样的智慧中的这样的方式去影响别人，去传去言传身教的去教导别人。
Imagine he has to discriminate, so. he has to see, you know, the demon and avoid the demons.
但是观点终极的奉献者呢，他是有这种分辨力的，所以呢，他会看到有些人是处在恶魔的心态中的，哪些人不是恶魔。
Innocent people that don't know and try to somehow give them some Krishna.
嗯，然后呢，看到有哪些人呢是无知的非常无辜的人，所以说呢，就应该通过某种方式把 Krishna 给予他们。
And then they just to see the very, you know, the higher man's motives, certain.
而且呢，他也能够看出谁是非常的精进高深的。年长的奉献者，所以呢，他就可以去为他们做服务。
And then also associate nicely with people that are similar.
然后呢，很好的去和他相近的那些奉献者来联谊。
Right.
So the next one is from the question. 顶拜孤鲁，我们很少见到一些导师，也不能够有邮件和网络的联系。在我身边有事情发生时，都说是咕噜的训意，但他们的说法和做法都不一致。怎样才能知道谁才是真正的在传递咕噜的训意的那个人呢？ Please accept my vulnerable witnesses. It's very few for us. I mean, we don't have any chance to take darshan to spiritual masters, and we cannot really communicate with spiritual masters through email or through online, only online apps. However, there were lots of things happened around me, and everybody said that they are trying to follow the instructions from the spiritual masters. However, what they do and also what they say are not consistent. So how can I really know who is the real one to try to pass the instructions from the spiritual master generally?
Well, that requires intelligence.
首先呢，这个是需要有智慧。
First, we have to know what the spiritual master teach.
首先呢，我们必须要知道这个灵性导师他的教导是什么。
So that we can learn from Prabhupada's books, because all the spiritual masters are representing Prabhupada's books.
这个舒拉帕帕的教导呢，我们是可以从舒拉帕帕的书籍中学到的，因为所有的灵性导师他们所代表的都是舒拉帕帕的书籍中的内容。
And we get to hear many lectures and things, so that's also association is not just seeing, it's hearing.
所以说呢，我们也应该去聆听很多的灵性导师的这个讲课。所以我们的这种联谊呢，并不是通过看，而是通过听的。
Hearing is the most intimate association.
对，听是更加的亲密的联谊的方式。
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The next question.如何理解爱 Krishna 就意味着
收回。Just a little more on that previous one. You know, don't worry so much about if other people are following. Worry about purifying.
Or worry about purifying.
So much trying to analyze, you know, who is good and who is not good. Just try to yourself be following your spiritual master.
Okay.就是对刚才那个问题再加一句啊，就是说我们不要过度的去担忧其他的人到底是不是纯粹，到底是不是进化。那我们要就是更加的要把注意力放在自己的身上，要担心自己是不是有没有真正的去遵循我们自己的灵性导师的训练。Yeah， 我看一眼啊。Okay, there was one more note from Sumukhi Malaji from a previous question. Let me read it. 如何理解爱 Krishna 就意味着收回对其他所有的爱，是投向 Krishna。爱 Krishna 不只是爱 Krishna 那一个人，还有爱他的朋友。
这是刚才我转的，你不说看不到那个句子吗？我转过来，你看下一个阿莲的那个问题吧。
Okay, Maharaj, that question has already been covered. The next one from 阿莲，阿莲 ，this is
Are these new questions or old?
阿莲的这是以前的问题还是新的问题？
是今天的问题，今天刚提的。
This question, this Alien's question is from today, from hearing what you said.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is only one.
Alright, good.
感谢 Mara 是远方传来的声音，请接受我卑微的顶拜。有人说我们的身体是 Vishnu Krishna 的神庙，Vishnu Krishna 是庙长，个体 Jiva 是庙长主人，负责管理清洁。我们可以崇拜别人，相当于崇拜一个庙宇。请问 Guru Maharaj， 经典有没有相应的内容呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances and thank you so much for this transcendental message. And also, it's so nice to hear your transcendental voice from far away, from distance away.And please accept my very humble obeisances. Some people said that our body is the temple of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu is the temple president, and the Jiva is the servant of the temple president, who is in charge of cleaning and etc. So in this case, we also worship.The others as worship a temple. So my question is that do we have anywhere from the sastra to record such message?
Yeah, I'm trying to think specifically. Can you say it again?
Yeah, the question, basically she's asking that if there was any sastra noted down that we are the body is the temple of the Lord Vishnu, and we need, and then Lord Vishnu is the temple president of the body temple, and Jiva is the servant of the temple president to in charge of cleaning and this and that services. So we also need to worship the others as the...
Krishna is in the heart of everyone.
Yeah, but she asked that if any sastra talks about this. Now, Guru Vandana is from the Krishna.
We know everywhere in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is inside, you know.
Okay, 在佛家梵歌的整部里面都一直在告诉我们 Krishna 是居坐于在我们的内心之中的。
So we have to take care of the body because Krishna lives in it and we live in it also.
所以说呢，必须要好好的照顾我们的这具躯体，因为 Krishna 是住在这里面的，而且我们自己也是住在这里面的。
So you know, just like the temple, you have to clean the temple. You don't want to throw bloody meat in the temple.
那所以说呢，既然它是一个庙的话呢，那我们就要好好的去照顾好这个庙，而且我们可能不会把什么尸体啊、肉啊什么的其他东西都扔到这个庙里面。
So I never heard of such a specific thing in the scripture, but the idea there is just another way of saying.
但是就是您的这个说法的原话，我目前想不到是哪个经典里面讲过。但是呢，就是这个话里面所表达的这个意思是经典里面始终贯穿的内容。
And for us in Lord Chaitanya's movement, Lord Krishna is in the heart, and Chaitanya.Krishna is in the heart of the yogis, is in the heart of everyone.
Uh-huh.
But devotees of Krishna is Krishna.
Okay, 那么对于这个 Krishna 的奉献者呢，这个在我们的内心之中住的专门的就是主 Krishna。那当然主 Vishnu 呢，他是居住在众生的心中的，但是作为奉献者来讲，住的那位就是特别明确说就是 Krishna。
Okay.
Yes.
Should we read a verse now from the Gita?
Why not? No. Verse number 32.
chapter 9。我们因为正在回答所有的问题，所以现在不如说呢，读国家梵歌里面的那个世界。今天要读的世界是第九章的第32世界。
Mami Bhartari Bhashitya Yepishu Papa Yonaya Shriyo Vaishas Tatasu Das Tepi Yanti Param Dikin Synonym Mom, of me
Mom, 我的
E
E
Certain
E D
E D Partha
Partha
Son of Prita
Prita 的儿子啊
Vyapishritya particularly taking shelter
特别的托庇于
Yay those who
什么的人
Api also
也
Shu are
是
Apayonaya
Papa Yonaya
Born of lower family
出生在低贱的家庭中
Shriya Women
妇女
Vaishya Mercantile people
商人
Tata Also
还有
Shudraha Lower class
较低阶层的人
KRP Even A
就算他们
Yanti Go
去
Aram Buddha Supreme
道之尊者的
Gatim
Gatim
Destination
UDP
Translation On Sanat PritaThose who take shelter in me, will they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, sudras, can attain the supreme destination?
帝文 Prita 的儿子啊，托庇于我的人，即使是妇女、vaishya、sudra 或出生低贱的人，也能够到达至高无上的目的地。
And it's clearly declared here by the Supreme Lord that in devotional service there is no distinction between the lower and higher classes of people. In the material conception of life there are such divisions. But for a person engaged in transcendental loving service, that there are none. Everyone is eligible for the Supreme Destination. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18 it is stated that even the lowestwho are called Chandala dog eaters, can be purified by association with the pure devotee. Therefore, devotional service and guidance of the pure devotee are so strong that there is no discrimination between the lower and higher classes of men. Anyone can take to it. The most simple man taking shelter of the pure devotee can be purified by proper guidance. According to different modes of nature, men are classifiedas Brahmins, Ashen, Kshatriya, mixed, righteous, and ignorant suitors. And lower than them are called Chandala, they are born in simple family. Generally, the association of those born in simple family is not accepted by the higher classes. But the process of devotional service is so strong that the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord can enable people from all the lower classes to attain the highest perfection of God. This is possible only when one takes shelter of Krishna. It's indicated here by the word Vyapashritya. One has to take shelter completely of Krishna. Then one can become much greater than the great Gyanis and Bodhis.
要知，至尊主在这里清楚地宣布，奉爱服务中不存在人的高低贵贱之分。这种划分虽然在物质化的生命概念里有，但对为至尊主做超然的奉爱服务之人来说却是没有的。人人都有资格 到至尊无上的目的地去。回向法坛第二篇第四章的第十八世界中声明，即使是掺的了吃狗肉者 掺的了吃狗肉者最低贱的人，也能够凭借与一位纯粹的奉献者交往而得到净化。所以奉爱服务和纯粹奉献者引导的力量是如此的强大，不区分人的高低贵贱，谁都可以做。最单纯的人脱离于纯粹的奉献者，在其正确的指导下得到净化。根据物质自然不同的属性，人可以分为善良型 Brahmana 知识分子、激情型 Kshatriya 管理者、激情愚昧的混合型 Vaishya 商人和愚昧型 Sudra 体力劳动者。比他们还低级的人称为 Chandala， 出生在罪恶的家庭里。通常高阶层的人不愿意与这些出生在罪恶家庭中的人交往，但是奉爱服务是如此的有益，以致至尊主的纯粹奉献者可以使一切低阶层的人都达到生命的最高完美境界。只有当人脱离于 Krishna 时，这才成为可能。正如脱离于 Vyapashitya 一词在这一节诗里所表示的，人必须完全脱离于 Krishna， 这样人才能够变得比杰出的知识思辨者 Gyani 和瑜伽师 Yogi 要更加的伟大。
So this is what we're saying. We see everyone equally on the spiritual level, but surely everyone's different.
那我们可以说呢，从灵性的层面上来讲，我们要平等的对待所有的人。那当从物质的层面上来说呢，每一个人都是不一样的。
Spiritually, we're all spiritual, and everyone has equal opportunity to serve Krishna.
但是在灵性层面上来说呢，我们都是灵性的灵魂，每一个人都有同等的机会去服务主 Krishna。
Whether they're man or woman or any doesn't matter.
无论是男人还是女人，无论是什么都无所谓。
Whether they're, you know, even amongst women, some women are good at cooking, some are good at sewing, some are good at preaching, some are good at managing.Everyone can work according to what they're good at.
但与子之间呢，虽然他们都有同样的这种躯体，但是呢，他们有的可能比较擅长于烹饪，有的擅长于缝制衣服，有的擅长于去传教，有的人呢可能擅长于做其他的这些活动。所以每一个人呢，都是在自己的这个擅长的范围内呢，去为Krishna做着服务。
So the Brahmanas need the others also, because if they're just doing puja or something, they need someone to grow the food, they need someone to build their house, they need someone to make their altar, to make the murtis. So everybody works together and everybody gets connected to Krishna.
所以说呢，比如说像婆罗门，那他也是需要和其他人进行这个交流呼应的。那他呢是每天都要做puja，可是呢他需要某人来帮他建起这个房子，有人帮他来搭起神坛，或者帮他来打扫这个房间。所以说呢，每一个人都应该是在彼此的相融的这种状态下，相互合作着去生活的。
Well, I probably would say in one class, in a strict Vedic culture, women are restricted from certain things, but he said, but Krishna doesn't care. He says, in Striyo Vaishas, everybody can serve Krishna.
Prabhupada 在一节讲课里面就讲到了，说在这个伟达的传统的文化中，它的这个限制是非常严格的，就是女子是严格的限制去从事一些活动的。但是在 Krishna 那里，他不管，他觉得所有的人都可以平等的去服务。
And Srila Prabhupada showed that by his example, Vindesha and T.
那么所以说呢 ，Krishna 呢，Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就以身作则的追随了这个教导。那他呢是平等的，让所有的人都能够对 Krishna 的服务之中。
Generally, the men were,
leaders, so-called organizers, because they have that nature of the women who are some of the best preachers. Still are.
Sorry, the women is what is best?
They're very good preachers because they're very naturally tolerant and patient and help people.
OK, 但通常来说呢，就是这个本性的问题哈。这个男子呢，由于他的这种性格，导致了他就更加的适合去做管理的这个工作，然后呢去做领导。那么女性呢，由于她天然就是比较的心软，而且呢天然她就会有这种容忍的这种心态，所以说呢，女子更容易成为非常好的传教者。
So.This is what's going about the spiritual equality.
那所以这个呢是从灵性的平等性来讲的。
Yeah. You know, just like I just heard the story of Jan Barra.
那比如说我们有个故事，这个故事是 Jan Barra 的故事。
So the king was chastising him. He said.In the previous life, maybe I was the king and you were the servant.
然后这个国王，我
being a king.
对，国王呢就在斥责 Jadavard。那么 Jadavard 后来就被国王说呢，他说，就是也许可能就这一世你是国王，然后我是这个仆人。那么下一世也许可能你是一个仆人，我是国王。
So of course, you know, women can have children, men can't bear a child, but, so there's differences, bodies are different, but not superior or inferior.
还有呢，就比如说这个生孩子这事儿呢，是由女子来完成的，男人是不可能怀孕的，但是这只是就是说这个身体的功能上有不一样，但是并不意味着谁比另外一个要更加高一些，大家都是平等的。
So like this, there's many women that are stronger than many men.
就好像有很多的这个非常强势的女子，要比这个男人要强悍得多。
They can run faster, they can lift more weight or something.
那比如说有些女子她能够跑得
很快。
Sorry, they can what?
They can play some sport better than most men.
OK， 就是比如说，就是有些这个女子，她的在这个体育运动项目上要比很多男人都要强。比如说呢，他们可以这个跑得更快呀，然后呢，她可以这个举起更高，就是更大重量的这种重物啊。
But the strongest man is definitely stronger than the strongest woman.
但是呢，最强壮的男子。和最强悍的女子也是有区别的。
So, but it doesn't mean superior or inferior because that's just material calculations.
但是呢，这并不意味着谁比谁就要更加的高等，谁比谁要更加的低等，因为那些呢是一个物质层面的计算。
So spiritual life, everyone is different.
所以说从灵性的生活上来说呢，每一个人都是相等的。
Alright?
Yes.
So, I think that's enough for today.
我想咱们今天讲的够多了。
It's interesting now, see, for me it's 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, you are in America?
Yeah, I'm in America, the opposite time zone.
So. Okay. Mara 现在在美国，所以呢，他那边现在是晚上的八点钟，刚好跟我们这边时间是反着的。
That's all right, but I'm a little tired. I had a long day.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's just a rabbit here. Because we have.
Very nice going to Africa and getting visas and flights and everything is not working properly. It's mostly because I'm not.Concentrating, and it's very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Go to different festivals, we had to figure out the actual.
Yeah.
The actual is coming this Saturday, really big one.
Yeah. So, which you're on the east side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, I think nice we got so many questions on.
Yeah, 但是无论如何呢，非常非常的好的是能够收到大家的更多的好问题。 然后我也希望能够之后呢收到大家更多的问题。
And like you said, the Bhagavad Gita has many questions by Arjuna.
Sorry, you mean the Bhagavad Gita, there are lots of questions.
Bhagavad Gita is based on Arjuna's questions.
OK，那么就这个《博伽梵歌》，它其实就是基于阿朱那的问题而展开的。
And Srimad Bhagavatam has so many questions and answers.
然后圣典博伽梵坛里面呢，也有那么多的问题和答案。
So if we study the questions and Bhagavatam, we can learn, you know, how to ask questions, what are really good questions.
对，如果我们要是能够学习博伽梵坛里面的这些问题的话，那我们其实就能够学习到如何去询问问题，因为这里面都是非常好的问题。
And you know, the second canto, there's a very nice chapter, questions by K. Parikshit.
然后在圣典博伽梵坛第二篇里面有个非常好的一个章节，这个章节的题目就是，帕尔克希特王的询问。
And then the next chapter is answers according to the Bhagavatam.
然后下面一个紧跟着这个章节呢，就是根据圣典博伽梵坛的回答。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for the translation. Thank all our serious devotees.
马尔说：“非常的感谢我们所有的非常真诚、认真的奉献者们。”
You know, we have to pray to Krishna, help me, help me, help me. Worry doesn't help anything; it just ruins our day, and then it doesn't help the next day. But praying to Krishna will help us.
所以呢，我们应该一直向 Krishna 祈祷 Krishna 能够帮助我们。那么，我们如果是只是去一味的担忧的话呢，是没有办法。 让我们今天变得更好，也没有办法让我们明天变得更加的美好的。所以说呢，只有在祈求着 Krishna 的帮助的这种状态下，才能够让我们的日子变得更加的好。That's
a really strong man.
因为在这样的心态下的人，他是一个真正的强而有力的人。Okay. Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. Yo, so yo, long, we, you, some children.
So, long, yeah, don't we, too, with a phone center?
Okay. Oh,
very.
Did I get it?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's from memory, so I'm just getting it.
Yeah.
At least you know what I meant, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's clear.
Because you're a translator, you can follow. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj 的这个中文也显得说得越来越好。那么，坤泰之音服务员一聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常的感恩卡维琛的 Maharaj 在百忙之中抽出时间来为我们讲今天的这些早课和回答所有的这些问题。谢谢萨提玛拉给我们安排的这个平台，也感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。谢谢大家，然后祝大家在端午节。 今天的这个日子里面，度过一个非常美妙的、充满了Krishna知觉的日子。Hare Krishna。